I have dealt with so many people this week, and the last two or three weeks, really, not just this week, but so many people, and all of them's Christians, both the husband and the wife, and they're all having tremendous marital problems. I thought, you know, this should never be. And it just comes down to a fact. We either don't know what this book says, or we don't want to obey this book. One of the two. As Christians. I mean, the world out there is something else. But the body of Christ, the message I taught to you last week, those of you that were here, if you didn't hear it, you need to get a copy of it and listen to it. It was for you. It wasn't for the world. That message I taught last week was for you, the body of Christ, what you could do in the name of Jesus. But the average person doesn't believe what it says. You know, they don't do it. And so I have been able, I believe with all my heart in my life, I have no idea how many marriages I have saved in the name of Jesus by knowing the Word of God. But many. But this last few weeks, it seems like not everybody that called me by a long shot. I get lots and lots of phone calls, and but many of them are family problems, man and wife problems. And when you find a man and a wife that obeys God's Word, you will find a home that is on fire for Jesus. So it's unfortunate there's not many of them. Now, we're going to start over today in Genesis 1, 26 through 31 in the King James Version of the Bible. Genesis 1, 26 through 31. And I want to show you, and I hope that nobody here gets offended and walks out on me today. I hope you hear my message through. I have been told a few times, in fact, here a while back, Rosemary came up to me after church was over, and she said, "Well, Pastor, all I got to say today is you offended everybody in the place. It wasn't nobody you missed." And I said, "Well, okay. If what I taught offended you, who was it that offended you?" It was the Lord. It wasn't me. You know, I was just teaching His Word. And so if you get offended today, you know, be grateful that, in fact, this brother back here that come up and give his testimony, the first one that talks about his wife dragging the TV out and cutting the cord off and how angry he got and all this kind of stuff. You know, how many men and women, if they would do it God's way, when God intervenes and steps in the middle of that battle, He changed your life that day, didn't He, sir? He changed your life. But see, God has stepped in the middle of our life with the Word and told us all these things. And we just don't listen to Him. We don't believe Him. Because if we would, we would be able to do great and wonderful things. And I love it, and He loves it, that whenever His wife had been listening to our media, and she called our ministry center, when her husband, that she loves, obviously, with all her heart, she called for a place where she had heard that God had showed up a few times. And so we prayed, and God obviously showed up for you too. And I love that. And I love being tuned in to God where I can pray for you. A man I've never met in my life, I can pray for you, and the King step in after you repented of your sin and you get healed. And don't you love that, brother? Amen. Amen. You love it. I love it. We all love it here at the Ministry Center. But we realize that to walk in this kind of power with God, we have to obey everything He says in this book. I cannot go over anything. I have to teach everything just like it's written. And so I want you to know today, with the things I'm going to teach you today about the husband and the wife, the family, they come from this book. I didn't write them down. They're God. But you and I all have to obey these things. And God said in the beginning, God said, "Let us make man in our image," now Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, "after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female created He them. So who made everything? Okay, God made everything. And how much dominion and power did God give us, the created beings on the earth? Isn't that amazing? He gave us all this. So then let's go down to 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish and the fowl and the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the midst is the fruit of a tree yielding fruit. To you it shall be for food. So now then, what did God, again, he told us, he said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth with population. So obviously there was a generation here before us. Obviously they had disobeyed him and he wiped it out. Now, that's not beyond God. You know, that's something that people don't see the judgment side of God. They don't believe that God will judge them for their sins. But he does. I mean, he absolutely does. That's why we have sickness and disease. And if you were here last week, you got to hear us tell the testimony about the mother and father. Now, since this is about husbands and wives, this story, again, I'm sure one day we will get this couple here or we'll go out there and we'll be able to videotape their testimony, because here is a couple. They've been married for years, and he was 43 years old and she was 39 years old, and she wanted another baby. And she come and asked her husband, let's have another child. And he says, no, I don't want another child at 43. I don't want to start over and start raising a child at 43. We have all the children we want. And his wife did not submit to her husband. His wife told him that, well, if that's what you want, that'll be okay. But she didn't do anything. She did everything possible to have a child. And so when she got pregnant, she told him, oh, I'm pregnant, but I've been doing everything to keep from getting pregnant, but I guess it's just God wants us to have another child. But see, she was lying. And the child was born, and the child had eczema. And the little child, for many years, until the child got almost 8 years old, the little child scratched and bled and opened sores, and nothing touches eczema. It is one of the curses that comes upon God, the itch that cannot be healed, according to Deuteronomy 28. She had it. They found us. They called us. And we told them, you got to get rid of your sin. So we sent them a whole bunch of teaching. Here's a husband and a wife. And they repented of every sin known and unknown. But the little girl didn't get no better. We prayed. Everybody prayed. The little girl didn't get no better. So finally, one day, we told them that obviously there is a sin that they've got to find, that they've got to confess face value to God before he's going to heal this child. And so we always tell people, pursue God. Ask him. He will talk to you. Won't he, brother? He will talk to you. Isn't that awesome? He's spoken to me many times. I don't know, many of you in here have heard God talk. Well, the mother began to pursue God, and God finally told her, said, your baby is sick because of you. Your lying and your deception to your husband has what's opened the door for the sickness to come upon the child. Well, the mother knew she had lied to her husband. She knew she had deceived him into thinking she was doing everything to keep from getting pregnant when she wanted a child. And so she repented to God and told God she was sorry, and asked him to forgive her. Now, when you repent of a sin, will God forgive you? Yes. Isn't that the wonderful thing? Then she goes to her husband and tells him how she has deceived him and lied to him so she could have this baby, which he didn't want. And that's what caused the child to be afflicted. And when she told him, she asked his forgiveness, and he forgave her. And after he forgave her, within 2 weeks, the little child had brand new skin and not a sign of eczema. And that's been about 6 or 8 months ago. Now, does God mean business? Will he get your attention? Yes, he will. He will. And so a lot of people just don't believe these things. And so they don't know these things. They don't believe these things. And they don't know what God will do. So let's go down. Let's see, we're at 2 verse 31. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth on the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So the sixth day is when God made the animals and man. Now, and he gave us dominion over all these things. What a deal. So then let's go to chapter 2, verses 15 through 25. Genesis 2, King James, Genesis 2, 15 through 25. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. I mean, we got to work. You know, man's got to work. So this was a beautiful garden. No two ways about it, but God put this man. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. So he gave him quite a little deal here, okay? For next couple verses. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now there's just one little tree that God told him we can't eat of. But all the rest of them, you can do it. God's still giving us all these kind of tests. Every human being that's born on the earth has to undergo tests. And this is the book that tells you about your tests and how they work and the tests you're going to come upon and what you must do. And so Adam didn't do too good here. He said, and the Lord God said, it is not good. After he told him he could eat of that tree, not that tree, don't eat of it. Then the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make a help meet for him. Now then, to start out with, we had a man. We had no female. We only had the man. God made the man. He made him first, and he let him name everything. And then after Adam named all of the animals and insects and everything, he looked around noticing that everything had a mate. There was both a male and a female. But he didn't have one. And so God said, okay, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate fit for him. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.